أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين وما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك السلام عليكم dear mourners of Imam Hussein عليه السلام The son of Amir al-Mu'mineen, Imam Ali alayhi salam. The son of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, Salamullah alayha. The grandson of the Messenger of Allah, Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. The younger brother of Imam Hassan al-Mushtaba alayhi salam. Our condolences first and foremost to the Imam of the time, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And our condolences to all of you and to all of the believers all across the world upon the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members and his companions. And welcome, dear mourners, to SOQ's 2024 Majalis in English. We are commemorating the first 10 days of this sacred month of Muharram. Tonight is the second majlis of the 8 majlises that we have in store, inshallah. The Muharram 2024 majalis have been organized by the students of Qom with technical assistance provided to us by Islamic Pulse Studios. Tonight it is our honor to commemorate the martyr Hur ibn Yazid al-Riyahi. May Allah accept all of our commemorations and our mourning and our remembrance of the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, when speaking about the mourning ceremonies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and these gatherings where the believers come together to mourn Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his companions, his family members, he says, if we weep until the day of judgment, it is we ourselves that will profit by it, not Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Just consider the benefits of this mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam just in this world, let alone the benefits that one receives in the next. Consider the spiritual aspects of this mourning for Imam Hussein alayhi salam and how it brings the hearts together. And truly, we see this. It has always been our endeavor at SOQ, under the English-speaking students and families, to bring together the hearts from different nationalities and different nations and different background languages to come and commemorate the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Before we continue, there's a request for Surah Fatiha, 3 times Surah Ikhlas, for all of the ulama of the past, excuse me, including but not limited to Imam Ruhullah Khomeini and Ayatollah Taqi Behjat, Ayatollah Misbah Yazdi, Ayatollah Hassanzadeh Amoli, all of the ulama of the past that have passed away in our recent era, as well as the ulama that are also Shuhada, Shaheed Mutahari, and Shaheed Baqir al-Sadr, Shaheed Baqir al-Nimr, Shaheed Arif al-Husseini, all of the ulama that have not only put forth their efforts and their knowledge, but also their blood in order to safeguard the pure Muhammadan Islam. All of our shuhada, of course, Shaheed Haj Qasim Sulaimani, Shaheed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, all of the shuhada, Shaheed Raisi, his companions, all of our marhumin and marhumat, those of tonight's sponsors, as well as the believers all across the world, with a salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. It seems that the themes of Karbala are truly eternal. Even in the present day, we see the themes of Karbala present surrounding us. How honorable and beautiful are the people that are standing up for the Palestinian nation, for the Palestinian movement, and for the people of Palestine. How beautiful and honorable are these people that are standing up for truth and justice. These people who are standing up due to an awakened conscience. The themes of Karbala seem to be eternal. Whether it is the protesters all across the world, whether they are students or they are not students, standing up for the Palestinian nation at a time when it needs the people of the world the most. Or whether it is the Yemeni people, a small handful of people fighting against the greatest of odds. Or whether it is the Lebanese people, again, a small group of people fighting against the greatest of odds. It seems that the themes of Karbala are truly eternal. Whether it is the resistance front on a global level, outnumbered greatly by the arrogant powers of the world with their great resources, their weapons, and their ammunitions. We see the themes of Karbala repeated in today's battle between truth and falsehood. The time to take a side has come and perhaps will pass. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. So one of the interesting things that we saw in the video presentation and in the episode about Talha ibn Ubaidullah, was the fact that he was amongst one of the elites. And this is something that really stands out about certain individuals in the history of Islam, are these individuals that are elites. Now, whether we like it or not, the talabe of the Islamic seminary, the students of the Islamic seminary, those of us who have come here to learn at the doorstep of Lady Fatima Ma'souma, salamullah alayha, we are, again, as I say, whether we like it or not, we are considered to be the elites. And so because as talabe and as the muballighin of Islam, the propagators of Islam, and we are considered to be the elite, it is the attacks of shaitan upon us that are more stronger and more widespread than the rest of the community. Just like these individuals who in the beginning of Islam, they were the close companions of the Messenger of Allah. But after a few years passing, the attacks of shaitan upon the elite turned them into the enemies of Nubuwa, the enemies of Imama, and the enemies of Wilaya. And it is this attachment and desire for the dunya, for status, for wealth, for property, for fame, for position, that is one of the greatest attacks of shaitan upon the elite. May Allah protect us from such a fate. Sallu ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad. My last quote before we invite our guest speaker for tonight, again, it is from Imam Ruhullah Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh. He says that Muharram is the month in which justice has risen up against cruelty.